Assalamualaikum, Sister Nazi here with another Did You Know? Did you know that many of our founding fathers did not believe or at least doubted that Jesus is the Son of God? The very thing that defines Christianity is to accept Jesus as the Son of God, sacrificed as the Savior of his followers, and the only ticket to heaven in the afterlife. Yet, Benjamin Franklin stated in his creed that he doubted that Jesus is the Son of God, and even George Washington refused to give communion when he was asked. The founding father most outspoken about his opposition to the belief in the Trinity was Thomas Jefferson. In the 1700s, children of wealthy families began their education at home on their farm with private tutors. All they learned were languages like Latin and Greek so that they could learn to study the Bible in the languages in which it was originally written. 9 of 10 of the first presidents of the U.S. were proficient in more than one language, usually Greek or Latin. Jefferson was no exception. In fact, he knew about 6 languages and used his knowledge of these languages to analyze the Bible. As a result, he became convinced that Jesus never meant for his followers to see him as God's son. Thomas Jefferson was a lawyer and saw religion as a source of all law that could bring civility to humanity. However, he was also a pioneer in establishing religious freedom. He was so proud of passing Virginia's Statute of Religious Freedom in 1786 that he asked that the act be listed as one of 3 of his greatest accomplishments on his epitaph, the other 2 being the author of the Declaration of Independence and the founder of the University of Virginia. From the debate over the Freedom of Religion Act, it is clear that Thomas Jefferson saw America as a country where it would be possible for even a Muslim to become president. He was so interested in Islam that he purchased a Quran when he was only a young man studying law at the William and Mary College. His volume of the Quran sat in his prized library with his handwritten notes in the margins until he sold it along with the other books in his library to the Library of Congress to replace the books that the British had burned in the War of 1812. Over the years, people who agree with Thomas Jefferson wrote their own version of the Bible. They call themselves humanists and attend Unitarian churches. They believe they are following in the footsteps of Thomas Jefferson in denying that Jesus is the Son of God or that his sacrifice is the only way to heaven. Today, Jefferson's Bible is still sitting in the Library of Congress. Used to swear Muslims into Congress, the book has become a symbol of Islam in America and a vision of freedom of religion on which our country was established.